this octave day of Christmas, the Church celebrates the solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. And our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 2, verses 16 to 21. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel, before he was conceived in the womb. The Church honors Mary today because she is the mother of Jesus. We honor Mary because she is the mother of the eternal Son of God. She is, indeed, the Mother of God and our Blessed Mother as well. Mary's life, as pure as it was, took on a deeper meaning when she agreed to allow Jesus to be born from her womb. She said to the angel Gabriel, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." These words of Mary hold the key to the deeper meaning that we're all searching for. Our lives will take on deeper meaning only when we do what Mary did, only when we turn our lives over to God and let Jesus be born in our hearts and souls. Then will our lives move toward their truest purpose. Today, we say to God what Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord." It should be no surprise to the person who's constantly striving to grow in their faith that to do the will of God, to open one's heart, one's soul to the love, grace, and movement of God, to allow Jesus to be born within us, is the only way to true fulfillment in this life. To open our hearts to God implies a trust that God will be with us as we seek to answer His call, as we seek to do His will, as we seek to be His instruments of love and peace in our world. It was trust in the goodness, love, and presence of God in her life that helped Mary to open her heart and her soul to what God was asking of her. It's that same trust to which we aspire in our own lives. It's that same trust that we ask Mary to teach us by her example and by her prayers on our behalf. At the beginning of each year, we're reminded of new beginnings, and many people resolve to do better in certain areas of their lives. Perhaps at the beginning of this year, as we look ahead to the weeks and the months that will follow, we can work harder to trust in the Lord, to open our hearts and our souls and our very lives to His will. When we open ourselves the way Mary did, then perhaps we might one day pray as Mary prayed. "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. For behold, from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is God's name. God has thrown down the rulers, but lifted up the lowly. The hungry He has filled with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty."